17. Special thanks to our WCHE 1520 AM family. Listen, I'm going to put this out so everybody can hear. 610-701-WCHE. That's 9243. That's the call-in number that you want to call in. And guess what? This is going to be one of those shows. It's going to be something that... Hey, listen. This is Concerned Citizens Melodic Caucus. Don't get it twisted. This is the sponsored talk show. We're addressing the issues, needs, and concerns of Melonics. And we are the informative and interactive roundtable where we spur engagement of everyday people in affairs and events, impacting lives. And I'm going to tell you, I come back from Little Rock, Arkansas, and I'm on a high. Dr. Ayo, you know what? I'm your lead host, Everett T.J. Butcher, and with me, the Melonic Inspiration and Guru, none other than Dr. Ayo.
Hotep. Peace and blessings, everyone.
And I know that Chef Adrian, she's on the way, the Unity Coordinator, and our Westchester, the Westchester Connection, they're going to be on a little later. But I got to tell you, right now, on with us, I have a very, 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 very special guest. And for where we went on, and in fact, and here it is. Chef Adrian's coming in right now, so we're ready to roll. I'm excited about this.
I'm excited
okay.
as well.
Laisha Watkins, who is the founder of the Melanin Project LLC out of Little Rock, Arkansas. We have her on the line. Hi. Are you
hey.
There? How you doing? Hey, listen, you know what?
Welcome, welcome.
Hey, listen, I got a little treat for you, okay, that we're going to start right off the bat, okay? And we got you online here, and I wanted to play this for you, because remember I told you, we have a real good friend, he's done something, it's none other than Ty Gray. Our listening audience, they know him well,
yeah.
All right? So in line with this, and we're going to talk about your program and what you're doing and the things that are going on. You see, I'm excited. I know you're excited.
Little yes, Rock, I am. Hey, I am.
I tell you, this is Melanin by Ty Gray L. This and this is to you and to all the gang. And I'll give a shout out to them a little bit as we go in here. But this is to everybody out here. This is Melanin, okay?
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, and I quote, somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They said everything black was ugly and evil. Look in the dictionary at the synonyms for the word black. There's always something low, degrading, and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something high, clean, and pure. But I want to get the language right. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will say, yes, I'm black, and I'm beautiful, and I'm proud of it. Unquote. So I got to thinking about Dr. King's quote. Why would somebody go to such lengths as to change the lexicon? Why would they tell such a heinous lie? And it dawned on me for two reasons, both associated with two of the seven deadly sins. The first being greed, the second being envy. So you say, Brother Ty, what would they have to be envious of? They are envious of your melanin. So let's talk for 2 minutes about melanin. Consider something, if you would. Let's try and get up under our skin, because there's some things, if you don't know, you should. Melanin, you see, is a primary cause. It's the balm that makes us so smooth. Without it, some folk break spiritual laws. Its absence makes some folk uncool. Without it, your brain would completely shut down. No rhythm, no rhyme, no dance. Without black melanin, you couldn't hear a sound. And your eyes could never grant you. See, at the base of your brain is the locus coeruleus, where sweet black melanin's contained. And the God of our fathers put plenty in us, but with others, he refrained. Your melanin is more than just pigment, you know. Your melanin controls your psyche. It's a gift your creator saw fit to bestow. And why LeBron jumped so high in those Nikes. It's why we run faster. It's why we jump higher. It's why we wrinkle less too. It's why we love stronger. It's why we pray longer. And why we forgive and bless you. You see, melanin enhances all circumstance. It's why we are so spiritual. The lack of it lances, makes evil advance, thinks linear, seldom spherical. Oh, but the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice, they crave tall, dark, and handsome. It's how we survive such physical abuse and why we've been held for ransom. So let nobody fool you. I'm here to school you. Your melanin is an asset. And many are they who, if had their way, would sit exactly where you're at. So, cherish your blessing. Start right now confessing your love for your built-in tan. And thank God again for the skin you're in. Give him all the praise you can. Thank God again for your melanin.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Laisha, that's just for you?
Yes, I loved it.
Okay. Listen, we were there in Little Rock, Arkansas, and we were going down. I'm going down to the historical sites, and none of that I go down to right down from where my folks live, Central High School, which is, when you talk about Little Rock Central High School, we know the historical thing. And I see a group of young people there. And they're doing a photo shoot and getting things together. And I see these shirts that they're wearing. And it says the Melanin Project. And I said, I got to find out what this is. Melanin, you know, Dr. Iyer, when we talk about melanin and all. And I meet this young lady. And she has these young people engaged and involved. And she tells me about this program. And I was literally blown away. Laisha, you know what? We want to know about the Melanin Project. So you have your mission statement. We have it here in front of you. But we're going to let you say it in your own words and talk about it, okay? So tell us about the Melanin Project.
Okay. So the Melanin Project is just a project that I came up with to help people just love themselves more and just try to get melanic empowerment up there with a lot of people.
Hello?
Did we lose her?
Did we lose her?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we lost her. So we're trying to call her back. We got her number there. But you know what? Here it is. I'm going to do this in the meantime. Her mission statement says, to encourage self-love and build melanic empowerment. And it's getting involved in the community, having leaders mentor our youth. And then the education of our history and increased awareness of the challenges we as melanic people still face on and to this day. I mean, that says a lot there going in there. And I think we got it back. That's good. And we're hoping that we get it back in there. And so you can go on Facebook. They have the Melanic Project LLC. It's on Facebook. Her page is there. And they have another project that they're doing that hopefully when we get it back, she'll talk about that. These are young people that are moving.
And these are the kind of projects that we need to set up across the country and across the world.
Yes.
Especially with the vacant esteem that we talk about, too.
Yes, yes. Laisha, we got you back.
Hello, yes.
Yeah, while we got broke off there. That's okay. No, I went ahead and read your mission statement. And so this is Dr. Iyer and Chef Adrian. They're right here with me and side by side. So they're giving a little comment there. And I know they will. They want to talk.
Well, yeah, I'm curious about how this got started and how many people you serve, how many people are involved. If you could share some information, that would be great.
Okay. Well, I really just started doing the footwork with all of this. Right now I have a good support system behind me. what made me want to do it is just, I know a lot of people.
Oh, hello? We lost her.
Oh, we're losing her again. Oh,
okay.
But that's okay, but guess what? She can call back in, and we're going to, I'm going to say it right here. If you go to our website, and if you go to the Facebook page, you're going to see that I have pages, pictures of this group that's going in there, and hopefully they're still able to listen in. I want to give a shout out to Bradley, Houston, Hemp, Sharice, Alicia, Cam, Corey, Cordell, Sean. I mean, these young people are moving. I mean, really, really moving. And you'll see the pictures right there at the Little Rock High School National Historic Site, a visitor center. You'll see a picture of me there, and they're in front of it and all. They're having an annual backpack drive, and you'll see that on their site also. And this is their first annual. She set this all up and has already gotten support through the city. I'm going to put it out there. She's also a veteran, a active duty veteran, serving out there in the area too. So, I mean, this is someone who, and she's from there, so she's engaged in her community and moving forward. And this is young people. And speaking of which, you know, our topic for today, you know, as we stated, that our topic today was this generation, right? And where diversity is not a compromise. So, you know, we're talking about what she was saying there, the leadership. It takes the young people now to move and bring in the leadership to move ahead. And they're ready and they're wanting to do. These are examples of it.
Yes, we've had people from the young people from the area here on the show already. We've had Najee Grant. We've had the young man that wrote the book of
these are the things that I'm coming out in Arkansas and coming across the country. We'll talk about that a little bit here. And I'm sorry we broke off. Well, that's okay, because we're going to get back in there. Because here's the thing. I know they're listening out there. 610-701-WCHE-9243. Keep on calling in if you can. And all those out there in Little Rock, we're giving you that time so you can call in if you want to, too. If anyone else can get in, maybe they can, you know, give some insight to what she's doing out there. You have to go to, again, I cannot say this enough, go to their Facebook page and see it. Now, there are other melanic projects out there. When you see it, and they'll say the Melanin Project, and there are celebrities that are doing this too, but she's the Melanin Project LLC. She's gotten her LLC license there in Little Rock, Arkansas. They're linking up here. She wants to go coast to coast, and we're going to help her out in there. Back to that prop, and getting ready to go on break here, but go to there, because this backpack program that they're doing, they're going to need pencils, they're going to need pens, they need spiral notebooks or loose leaf notebooks, binders. They have the address there, if you can send it out there or help or send a donation, can get in and all. And that's just one of the things. She's real, because when they talk about educating, they're going to go in there. Hey, we're getting ready to go on break here right now. 610-701-WCHE-9243. And we come back. We hopefully we got them back online. We hope we have her back online and we'll be able to move forward. Don't get it twisted. Be right back.
At WSFS Bank, we stand for what's possible. Like small businesses with big plans and big families that need a little more space. Whatever you need, you'll find us right around the corner and always in yours. Stop by any location today or visit us online at WSFSBank.com. We're WSFS Bank, and we stand for what matters. We stand for service. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Introducing a new cooking podcast, Now That's a Mouthful. This weekly program explores the shared experience of cooking and the challenges of preparing new and different recipes. Discover something new, whether you're a raw beginner or a seasoned pro in the kitchen. New episodes of Now That's a Mouthful are available every Wednesday. Start listening today at nowthatsamouthful.org or on your favorite podcast app.
The early bird doesn't get the worm. The early bird keeps cool all summer with a Morvent Early Bird AC Precision Tune-Up. Why wait till there's a problem? Be early bird cool. Get more value, more trust, more vent.
Clunkety clunk, squeal. Sound like trouble from my air conditioner. I called Morvent. Jim came, took the whole system apart, replaced the parts. Now all I hear is whoosh, because I got more value, more trust, more vent. I don't need this, I thought, looking at my clawed kitchen drain and house full of company. I called Morvent. Jeff came, explained the problem simply so I could make a good decision. Now the drain's clear because I chose more value, more trust, Morvent.
Yikey Wawa! Running out of hot water is one way your water heater cries out for help. Call Morvent. Get a water heater rejuvenation. Your water heater gets added life, you get more hot water and more value, more trust, Morvent.
From Longwood Gardens to the Chester County Courthouse, from the Downingtown Log House to the Paoli Battlefield, from Lincoln University to Immaculata University, this is WCHE 1520 AM, the talk of Chester County.
We need to find ways to embrace these challenges, these problems, the suffering. Because ultimately, our humanity depends on everyone's humanity. I've learned very simple things doing the work that I do. It's just taught me very simple things. I've come to understand and to believe that each of us is more than the worst thing we've ever done. I believe that for every person on the planet. I think if somebody tells a lie, they're not just a liar. I think if somebody takes something that doesn't belong to them, they're not just a thief. I think even if you kill someone, you're not just a killer. And because of that, there's this basic human dignity that must be respected by law. I also believe that in many parts of this country, and certainly in many parts of this globe, that the opposite of poverty is not wealth. I don't believe that. I actually think in too many places, the opposite of poverty is justice.
All right. Laisha, we have you back.
Yes, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on.
No, that's okay.
I came back in my building, so I'm pretty sure I should have better service in here.
Well, yeah, you know that's right. And you know how they're on the base. You see, I brought it up a little bit. I said that you're a veteran. I didn't say what branch or anything like that, unless you want me to. But you know how us Army folk are, you know.
Well, I'm Air Force, you know.
Oh, see, she let it out. She's Air Force.
Well, there it is.
So I couldn't jump out planes without you, right? There you go.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Okay. Hey, listen, getting back to it. So we talked about your backpack project that you're doing there. How's that coming along? Are the donations coming in for you already?
Yes, they are. We've gotten a few donations already, so I'm excited about that as well.
But I'm sure you could always use more. Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, we could. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is Dr. Io. Now, Dr. Io is, as you know, on the I Am Alonic .com. You go to that page, and also on her page, this is the person who developed the term Melonic, okay, and using
mm-hmm.
that. So you're right here with the source. So I want to open this up to Dr. Io and also to the Chef Adrian. So here we go. Dialogue.
Well, I guess one of the questions I would like you to address would be, what really an incident or experiences resulted in you creating the Melanin Project? Were there specific things that occurred?
Yes. Well, I know I am very, when it comes to young people, well, I'm young myself, but when it comes to, like, children and stuff like that, I'm very passionate about them. So I just felt like with the Melanin Project, I could help maybe be a mentor to them or a leader to them, somebody they can look up to. And, you know, really,
why the term melanin, though? I mean, you can look up to people without talking about melanin. Why melanin?
Well, I feel like for melanic people, we face challenges that other people don't face.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I wanted to work with people who, the people that I know, the challenges they face, because I face them as well. So that's why I chose that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's funny. And like I say, I was back there in Little Rock, the C family I hadn't seen in 18 years. I was only being there for the weekend and all. And when we're talking about, and with the history that goes there, and I'm looking at the young people there and the pride and esteem that once, you know, they are brought to that, to have the knowledge of just what it meant and the impact that they can actually have, it's something else. Not to go on a stop. I mean, I went to the mall, and Lacey, you know where that is, McCain Mall, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, there's a few other malls out there. And what struck me, I went to two places, and one of them was a T-Mobile store. And I wanted to get some things because I had T-Mobile down here. Oh, yeah, I guess, you know, we shout out. I guess they got free advertisement there. And I'm talking to these young people, and I'm thinking, oh, man, these are great, you know, employees. They're doing great things, and they're a representative of T-Mobile. T-Mobile needs to know, you know, that they have great people working like this for them, young people and all. Well, mm-hmm. Lo and behold, the young person was the owner. And then the other young person was the co-owner, five
impressive.
Of them. Yeah, impressive. In McCain Malls, that's one of the big malls. And then I go downstairs, and then I see these shirts. And on the shirt, they have that Melanin Tough. And I'm looking at this shop, and we're going to talk about that a little later. And here we go again. And this was Melanin. And this was Melanic owned. And they're in top-grade malls.
That's awesome.
And then they come find out. Not only they're there, they're all the way out to Memphis.
We need them out here.
And we need them out here. We need this. And this is where this connects in. And I'm saying, well, what gave these people this drive? What was this drive? And I was like, you were asking, Dr. And the thing is, it was all about esteem and just giving the opportunity to speak and know for what they were. And that was a beautiful thing. Well, that was my little intake in here.
Hopefully we'll have their information on the webpage, on Facebook and the webpage.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that.
We need to definitely link up with them.
Oh, yeah, we definitely. I got links on the Facebook page already, but we're going to get them on our website also.
And on Let's Buy Black 365.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Now, you already have your shirts, right?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, and they have shirts and all, and you can see that on their page too. So you can order the shirts and see. This is supportive. This is where we're
circulating the dollar, which is critical for our success.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Really important.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, don't be shy. Go ahead. Oh God, here goes Chef Adrian. She was.
Yeah, and it's so important because if you have black-owned businesses, they don't necessarily come with the implicit bias that it's going to be a lot easier for a black person to get hired there, and then that kind of spreads the wealth when people are working, mm-hmm. and it gives them esteem that they have a job. Mm-hmm. It snowballs. It's a snowball effect. Excellent. Not that snowballs happen in Arkansas, but
thank goodness.
But there's plenty of rain. Plenty of rain.
Yeah.
So now, yes, go ahead,
Miss Watkins. You had a comment.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to say anything. I'm sorry.
No. Okay, and guess what? 610-71-WCHE-9243. We have a caller. Yes, caller.
Yes. Hello?
Hello. And who do we have?
Hello. I just wanted to make a statement about melanism that I think a lot of people don't know, and that's not being promoted. See, melanism is just the opposite of albinism. You know, albino people.
Yeah.
And we hear a lot of, you know, and we see and we recognize, you know, albinos.
There's something in the background. Do you have a radio on?
Or
is that
I got the radio on. Hold on. Let me turn it down.
Okay.
Okay. And I was just saying, I think it's important to educate people about that because, you know, all my life, I've heard and I've known about albinos, but I've never known or heard anything about the melanic people
okay.
who suffer, who have, you know, melanism.
Can we get your name, caller?
My name is Jimmy Harris.
Hey, Jimmy. And so, Jimmy, are you, now where are you located?
I'm located in Little Rock, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you're in Arkansas. Great.
I'm Rage's uncle.
Ah, there you go. Oh, man, it's a family affair. Well, guess what? We got a real treat here because we have Dr. Io Gooden here, who's our co-host, and she brought up the term melanic. So I will let you address that to her and follow up on your question and what you brought forth. And we thank you for calling in and stay on there. Dr. Io.
Yeah, I'm so happy to hear you say that because you're correct. We have not created terms that empower us, and it's important
exactly.
that we use terminology that we we create that speaks to who we are as a people, but also corrects misinformation. And so you're right, talking about the melanin that we all possess. Everybody has melanin, but some people have more. And rather than using the term minority, which is a misnomer, people of color are the majority, and we should not embrace the term minority when referring to people of color. And that is why I came up with the term melanic, to use a term that could replace minority with another M word that fits in perfectly. So rather than calling ourselves minorities, we should be calling ourselves melanics, and it empowers us. It lets us know that we're linked with other people of color, and that we should, in fact, start rethinking how we educate ourselves, if we're educating ourselves, why not, and making sure that we change the words that we use. Out there where you are, the term, for example, Indian giver is a term that should never be used, because the reality is that Native people are the ones who maintain treaties, while the Caucasians who instituted who created those treaties broke almost every single one.
So we need
to be clear that we use terms without really understanding what we're doing to ourselves.
Colloquialism, yes. And we have a tendency to do that so much, and I am on that. I'm on the same page with you about that. And from this day forward, I promise you, I will stop using the term minority.
You can use it, but you have to use it when you're referring to Caucasians, because they're the minority.
Because they are. That's true.
I
just wanted to call in
and
get my
Well, answer, brother. Yeah, and just we're getting ready to go on break, so you know what? I'm going to give you this last bit just before we go on break in here. Let's speak about your niece and what she is doing. What impact does this have, not only for the esteem of your family, because I know you're proud of it, but for the community that's in? So we're going to let you have those 30 seconds before we go on break. So go ahead.
Okay, well, I just think that my niece Laysia, she's very bright, very intelligent, and she has an awareness that's really beyond her age. And for her to step out and do these things and to bring people together, I think it's magnificent. I am so proud of her. Her mother contacted me and let me know that she was going to be doing this here, and I'm in full support of her, and she knows that if whatever support I can give, I'll give it. And I'm there with the 100%, and I'm going to even put forth my effort to rally people around this cause, because it's very important, especially to our young people here. They're lost, they're in search of identity. And identity with most young kids begins with their color, especially children of color. It begins with their color, and having someone to identify with, because our society has been flooded with, and this is not a put down, but it's been flooded with the white image.
Yeah.
And there are not many black images, even in television and everything. What do we see? All we see is the white male and the white female, which is okay for them, but we need our own.
Absolutely.
And we need to start promoting our people of color.
Yeah.
Well, see, here we go. And it's a new generation of, say, McIntoshes and people like that who were not afraid to step out and let it be known. See, I know a little bit about Arkansas, a little bit there, a little Rock. Oh, hey, listen, Brother Harrison, thank you. We get ready to go on break. Listen, remember, 610-701-WCHE-9243. We're coming back. We have Alicia Watkins with us and all, and we were talking about the Melanin Project, and we will be right back. Don't get it twisted.
Curious about the world around you? From politics and gardening to unlocking the secrets of longevity, Experience Mind Matters, a free series created especially for baby boomers and beyond. Mind Matters is a series for older adults to watch, learn about new things, and then engage with their peers. Contact your local senior center for more information. To locate your nearest center, visit aging.pa.gov. Again, that's aging.pa.gov.
I know many of you are disappointed that the legal talk show hosted by Steve Karp has ended, but Steve Karp is still practicing personal injury law and is available for consultation. So if you've experienced an injury or suffered medical malpractice, then call Steve now and let him represent you in court. Steve has not only decades of law experience, but has taught law in Philadelphia's prestigious law schools. Here's the really good news. You don't pay anything if he loses your case, so you know he'll give it all he's got to win for you. Steve Karp practices only one kind of law, personal injury law, and he's an expert in all areas of that litigation. So don't put it off another minute. Call Steve Karp now in his Westchester office, 610-430-2200. That's 610-430-2200.
A Beautyrest Platinum mattress brings you innovative design and superior style. Have you experienced elegantly orchestrated sleep? With Beautyrest Platinum, you will. It's not about finding the right setting or choosing a number. You can enjoy the precision and control that results from individually pocketed coils flexing to your unique shape and air-cooled gel memory foam adapting to keep you comfortable, all without you lifting a finger. Experience a Beautyrest Platinum sleep system tonight.
Okay, we are back. This generation, wow, you know what? This generation where diversity is not a compromise. And we do have a caller on the line. Did we lose them all? Or did we get them back? Okay, we do have a caller on the line.
Welcome, caller.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's Sean. This is TJ. I met with you down here with Lacey.
Sean, and there's a second caller also. And there's also a second caller. Who's the second caller?
This is Cordell Taylor.
Hey, Cordell, listen, here's what we've done. We've put you both on so one doesn't have to wait after the other. And great. Yeah, and I remember you, Sean. And guess what, Sean? And
yes,
and Cordell, I got your turtle
Ooh.
Island brace necklaces.
Oh, yes, sir.
Everybody got
I'm excited
those
about that.
Listen.
Oh, that's really nice.
This is awesome. These young people are on fire. This is great. Listen, go ahead. Come on. We're ready to hear you.
Hey, I was just calling the back, Lacey, on the whole backpack drive that she has going on, the Development Project LLC. The backpack drive, we actually have a few drop-off locations. We have a drop-off location down here in Little Rock, if anyone's familiar with it, out on Shackleford Road, Graffiti Apparel. They're the ones who help print a lot of our shirts, screen printing company. But it's 240 South Shackleford, and they're pretty much a drop-off location. We got some Instagram and some Facebook information as well on there. And I was just calling the back girl, man. I'm happy for them, excited everything she has going on, the whole Development Project. It's super exciting, man, everything that we have going on with the thanks and appreciation of y'all and everything y'all have going on. We're very appreciative of it.
Oh, no, we're appreciative of you.
Yeah, we're impressed.
This is what's sustaining us. This is going on. And listen, I know we saw that on the Facebook. We're going to do that, too. We're going to get materials out here, and there's a drop-off point, but we'll mail it. I know Naisha has an address. I'm not going to put that on there, or where they want to designate area, and we'll get those supplies out there, too, you know. But I'm going to tell you what. You all making me, you know, we don't get older. We get vintage, but, you know, I'm turning vinegar, but you know what? You all going to start making me grow hair around here. But we had a great time.
We're very excited, man, and we thank y'all so much.
You know it. And now that's Sean Sean. Now, Cordell, listen, what about the photo shoots? Y'all were just posturing in them photo shoots. Now you got...
Oh, yes, sir, we were.
How did you two get involved?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
How did you two get involved? This is Dr. Ayo.
Hey, Dr. Ayo, and thank you, by the way, for giving us this time of yours. Very appreciative of that.
My pleasure.
Yeah, her question was, she wanted to know how you got involved into the project.
So I got involved because Lace is my cousin, for one, and secondly, it's about black people. So it's not really an option there, so...
That's
on my part.
Not an option.
You know, I can't speak for anybody else, but on my part, you know, that's me.
Now, that's something. Did you bring up something? And Dr. Ayo and the rest can talk about that. We talk about family.
Family is so important.
There's accountability in that, I guess.
Well, you know,
yes,
not all family members get involved, so it's very impressive that you would be so committed to get involved with such a worthwhile project. I'm impressed. What can I say?
Yes, ma'am. And the thing is about that, like I know, like, my family, I don't want to say for other families, the thing is, like,
like, well, I'll just say black people, over a generation of, you know, over a period of time, by generation, like, our families were kind of separated, and one thing I want to change is that, because each family can make a whole, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Bringing people together, yeah.
Now, I have a question. I have a question for both the gentleman and the lady. You did the photo shoot, and you did it there at, of course, we know the historical part, the Little Rock, Central High School. Okay, and where you put, can you tell us why, so we can tell the audience right here, because some people don't even know about it, and those that do, maybe they, you know, it's just in the back of their minds. Can you tell us why it was so important that you did the photo shoots there and at that location?
I think it was pretty important on doing the photo shoot at Central, just simply because going all the way back to the Little Rock Nine, like that was my reason for suggesting it, but more so to get a little acknowledgement on that of what's not already known of the Little Rock Nine behind the melanin behind it, but that was more so the reason I spoke on it.
Okay, do you want to talk about the Little Rock Nine?
I mean, if anyone doesn't already know, it's more so, I don't want to sit here and get no dates wrong as far as saying that, but as far as the segregation.
Yes.
The segregation behind the Little Rock School District and the nine students that actually got into Central, and how hard it was for them as far as the first day and trying to, the experience behind it, really.
Well, you know what? Laisha had to come off the line there. Maybe she'll be able to come back. You know, she's doing the thing because, you know, she's a veteran and active duty on there. And so we have you here. But, you know, don't forget, the name of this show is Don't Get It Twisted. So we don't hold back. We bring it real, we bring it rough, and we bring it tough.
Can I keep it raw? Keep it raw?
There you go. And now, so,
okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, it was the first integration of black students into a school, I guess.
Yes.
You know, one of our biggest mistakes.
Oh, no, so no one...
In my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, so you want to follow up with that explanation?
Of why
you think it's a big mistake.
Right.
Because when we integrated, we didn't integrate the money. Well, they didn't integrate their money with ours. We integrated our money with theirs, and there was no respect in that at all.
Yeah, yeah. We've talked about that.
And so now you got people with their hands out.
Right, exactly. We've talked about it on the radio
people.
Program. Right. Melanics end up with less as a result of integration because they take our money and they use it to build their institutions.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Our money leaves our institutions and they end up dying. And so what needs to happen is, even though we have integration now, we have to educate each other so that we know that we must spend money with each other, identify black businesses and professionals and services, and spend money. But then those people who are Caucasian need to make a commitment to spend their money with us as well, because I did a workshop a couple of weeks ago and I asked the audience how many blacks in the audience were spending money with Caucasians. Everybody's hand went up. When I asked the Caucasians how many were spending money with blacks, nobody's hand went up.
And that's how it goes.
Well, there's something you bring up. Now, it was a mistake. Okay, you say it was mistaken, but now what about the resolve? Now, does the resolve go back to separatism, or do we demand inclusion on both parts? What do you say on that?
Inclusion on both parts. In my opinion, like, you can't really work. We can't really work on ourselves with so many outside workers on us.
Okay.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah, follow up on that. I want to hear. Don't get
it
twisted.
Explain
now. Yeah, explain that one.
My thing is, like, we need more black, I don't want to say charter schools, but more private schools, and we need more black communities that can sustain that.
That's true. And in fact, we don't really have, I don't know about there in Arkansas, but we don't have communities most places because we do not control any of the systems or institutions
that
we spend money with, so that we can't do our own electricity, our water, our food, our shelter,
transportation,
our protection. None of it is us. It is them. And so that means that we need to change what we're doing and where we spend our money, and making it
critical that we spend money with black businesses.
And see, you're out there in the building. My wife's from Little Rock, Arkansas, and I'm out here, and I'm here on the East Coast. And I'm going to put it this way. So you know what I'm talking about. Here, they might not know what I'm talking about. See, here, we don't have any Sims. We don't have any Lindsays.
Oh, yes, sir.
We don't have any Say McIntosh. We can't get the Big Say Burger or you know, or the things like that and all. We don't have our community, the areas like we can go up on games or
Can I get some advice?
Oh, go ahead now. Oh, yeah, we're ready for that.
It's something that I'm not in the position to do, but I'm pretty sure there's plenty of black people out there that can do it. Like how you're in the north, land is almost 10 times more expensive up there.
Yes.
And, you know, the property values up there is higher. I would advise people to come down here and visit and invest in places like Texas, Dallas, you know what I mean? Like Little Rock, Arkansas, Memphis, Atlanta, you know. There's different places like that where they can actually invest and build, like, communities.
So what you're saying is, in history, with the Melanic people that we had, that migration that we went from in Reconstruction afterwards, we had the migration from the South going up to the North to try to get jobs and all. In other words, you're trying to say, okay, now it's like a reverse. Let's have a migration.
Yes, sir. You gotta go into the condition, you know. Like, you got to break away from that because it's opportunity. You got to, you know, roll with the punches.
Yeah, you got to get where the opportunity is.
Part of what I was saying was that people need to identify property or land that's for sale, get together, purchase that land, get a developer, and start creating black communities so that you have a place.
Yes, like Black Wall Street was in Oklahoma.
Exactly. Right.
This is what I'm talking about. These young people have substance. They have foundation.
This
is in our education system.
Learned,
this is what we need.
They learned about their history, and that's something that's not taught in schools, and that's something I'm trying to get into the schools in my area.
He was the first black state trooper of Arkansas.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
And so did he bring in more? Because being the lone one is very dangerous. It's powerful that he was able to break the barrier, but he has to then deal with the racism within that system.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
So
that was one problem I know he faced.
And we have another caller? Yes. We have another caller in line. Who do we have there?
This is TJ Hawkins. This is
TJ, how are you doing?
Yes,
okay, listen.
Pretty good.
Welcome.
We got Cordell and Sean on there too. Is Cordell still on or Sean?
Yes, sir.
That's Cordell there. TJ, hey, the mic's yours. Come on now, don't get it twisted. Bring it on out.
yes, sir. I was just listening. Sean, actually, he's a good friend of mine. We played Little League football together growing up back in the day. He actually played for my dad's football team. We're really community-oriented, come from a community that's very family-oriented. The past few years has been experiencing and witnessing a lot of gentrification in our community. And I heard you guys speaking about black money and black dollars. And I wanted to add on to what I'm seeing and what a couple of solutions that I just have suggestions. My wife and I, we're real estate investors. We just started our company. I'm actually an investor. I do different types of investments. I do Forex. I trade on the Forex market. I trade nowadays. I'm in the Bitcoin and stuff like that, which is like the cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah, Bitcoin is currency. Mm-hmm.
I got a little bit. I don't got a lot. I just started. I'm still a student. But what I would suggest is that black people really start educating ourselves on, you know, just
finance.
Getting our financial literacy.
Yeah.
Our financial literacy and understanding investing. Right now, we're doing a thing. I have access to a bunch of properties here in Little Rock, Arkansas, that are excellent rehab properties that we have access to. And I'm really trying to get more people, more black people, more Melanic people, to get involved and try to get an opportunity to snatch up some of this property while this gentrification is happening. So I just wanted to go ahead and just shout out the whole movement, the Melanin Project, you know, everybody that's on right now, and just want to this is a great deal. And I think right now we need to, like I said, we need to be focusing on, you know, the black dollar. What are we going to do with it?
Hey,
I think right now the future is property, is land. You know, we got to get our hand on some land and secure it.
Okay,
so,
guess what?
And it's a lot of ways to do it.
We got to get ready to go on break here. If you can, you can stay on here. Laisha's back here, too. We got to go on break here. We're going to take a quick sponsor break, commercial break. We'll be right back. If you all can stay online. We'll be here. I want to follow up on that, too. And Laisha's back as well. Don't get it twisted. 610-701-WCAT-9243. You got the lines going. We love it. And we got more when you come on back. Don't get it twisted.
Hi, I'm Jerry, a driver leader at Schneider, and I'm here to help drivers during their first 3 months with Schneider. I drove for 9 years myself and was an instructor for 4 years, so I get what drivers need and want. We all try to, and that's what I love about Schneider. We put our drivers first. I've experienced it. Now I want you to experience it. Schneider is now hiring safe drivers near you. Search all driving jobs and sign-on bonuses at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
If you had to choose a roofer, would you choose one with limited experience and knowledge, or would you choose a roofer certified as a master elite contractor by the largest manufacturer in the nation, GAF, a distinction shared by only 3% of the nation's roofers? I'm talking about GP Martini Roofing, who also does siding, windows, doors, and offers an ironclad guarantee that he'll repair or replace any roof for defects within its normal life. GP Martini Services, Chester, Delaware, Bucks, and Montgomery counties, with free estimates and consultation, and does both commercial and residential. Go to their website at martiniroofing.com for special savings, or call 610-873-1696. And also, financing is available with no payments for a full year. Now, what roofer would you call? GP Martini is the answer. 610-873-1696.
Introducing a new cooking podcast. Now that's a mouthful. This weekly program explores the shared experience of cooking and the challenges of preparing new and different recipes. Discover something new, whether you're a raw beginner or a seasoned pro in the kitchen. New episodes of Now That's a Mouthful are available every Wednesday. Start listening today at nowthatsamouthful.org or on your favorite podcast app.
We are back. We're back. We had the last caller that came in. I guess that was TJ.
I know. Laisha came back.
TJ Hawkins.
Okay, TJ there. Laisha, you're back, Laisha?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so, hey, listen. We see what you're doing down there. You got this rolling. They would come. And we have a real estate investor already. We definitely want to follow up on that.
Right. And before we go any further, I want to give a shout out real quickly to my friend Fred Smith, who's in Little Rock, Arkansas. He was the first black to go to graduate school in Little Rock, Arkansas. So he broke the color line.
Nice.
And what was his name, ma'am?
Fred Smith.
Fred Smith, okay.
Yeah, and he still lives there.
You know they're going to look him up. You know they're going to look him up.
You got to look him up.
You know that's right. Hey, listen, I'm not going to throw out all the names up there, but, you know, you're up there with my fam up there. So, you know, when you see them, you tell them, you know, they need to ship me some of those on Lindsay's. Or which ones is now? Do we go with Lindsay's or do we go with Sims? Which one? I'm a Sims fan myself.
So are there other issues?
I'm a Sims fan big time. Every it's time I'm on the Little Rock, I have to have it.
So I'm just curious, are there other issues you'd like to share with us? Because
yes.
we're quickly running out of time.
Yes.
Well, no, I just want everybody to add my Facebook page. It's the Melanin Project, just to keep up with me and all of the events that I'll have coming up and everything like that. So you all can add me, please.
Okay.
And we'll add that again. That's on Facebook at the Melanin Project LLC. And you'll see the page there. We will make sure.
Share it on our page, and then I'll have the Don't Get It Twisted Facebook page like your page, and if your page can like our page.
Yes, and TJ, we definitely want your information. We want all your information so we can get that up there and get that listed up there. And you know what? You know, hey, keep me in mind. Find me a nice
Yeah, message us on Facebook, and then we can get that all on.
Yeah, keep me in line. Because
okay.
And any other black businesses that are listening, send your information to our Facebook page so that we can share it.
Yes,
and you can register your book, your business free on Let's Buy Black 365.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
And along some other music. Well, you know, listening to all this, I just don't want this to end. But guess what? We got some things we're going to hit coming through. I want to thank Laisha. I want to thank you for coming on today. I want to thank the whole crew out there.
Yes,
I gave the shout outs as many as I could. All the rest, I didn't get all the names out there I saw in there. But, you know, again, this is, people, this is the Melanin Project, LLC. And as you can see, these young people moving places. And guess what? Just because they're doing it out there doesn't mean we can't do it here and vice versa. So we can do this together. We're in this together.
And people will be able to hear this broadcast on a podcast.
Oh, yes. It'll be going up today. So we're going to follow this up. So get the word out there to the crew there. So we'll be
and
going.
And you guys can share the podcast, too.
Yeah.
So
yes, all of y'all, we thank you. And above all, the crew here, we want to tell you what we're going to tell them, even though at the end we say it every show, don't get it twisted. So y'all don't get it twisted. And it's not time for us to go yet, but I just want to give them that there. So we're going in there. Hey, so we love y'all. Can't wait to see you again. And
thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
Thank y'all. And we'll be expecting those shows now, Mr. TJ. This is Cordell.
All right. Hey, Cordell. Hey, listen, right, I got them. I got them for you. Okay. Peace
yes,
and
sir.
Progress. And as Dr. Iyer says, after peace and progress, there must be
power.
All right.
And Hotep, peace and blessings.
All right. Thank you, Arkansas. We'll get back with you again. Can't wait to hear from you again. Listen, everybody, crew.
Let me just remind people, too. People were asking me why I have my African garb on today. But during the month of June, we celebrate Juneteenth, which is the reminder of when black people were informed that slavery had ended. And
even though it had ended years
before that, but the last people to get the word were in Texas on June the 19th. So do celebrate. Learn your history.
And, you know, this went so well with so many calls in there. And like I said, well, it's come from Arkansas. I hit so many things come back. Dr. Iyer, Dr. Bay, you see some things that came up here. We were there. I went to, where do I start? We went
Harriet
to the,
Tubman.
Yeah, we went to the West Tennessee Delta Heritage Center in the Flag Grove School, which was there with Tina Turner, the Tina Turner Museum.
I love Tina.
Yeah.
And then
what's
they,
not to love?
Oh, yeah. Man. And then they had the jazz, the blues and jazz layouts and everything and the history that was there. I even got a original print sign drawing was there. My son, daughter, my wife and I, we went to there. We went to the Frederick County African American Heritage Site. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Mary and Nancy there at the Delta Heritage Center. They were phenomenal. I hope they're listening on today. They said they would. I'm going to send this out to them again too. At the Frederick County Maryland African American Heritage Site, I'm going to Collis Overton. This man was amazing and helped us out, give us information. I have so much information to share. We're going to put it out on the website. Places that you got to go when you get to the.
I love the Harriet Tubman map.
Yeah, the Harriet Tubman map. There's even one where you can go on live tour where you can actually go on the trails where she took them through, and you can drive to different places. There's 20 some spots out there. It's 100 miles of spots you can stop. The Reginald F. Lewis Museum, and that's the Maryland African American history and culture. I mean, we just went. There's just so much they brought back here.
So this is all in Maryland here.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, and all that's in Maryland. We're going to get this online. We're going to set this up. I would like to even set up. Maybe we can do some tours.
We should start doing that. All the black schools and all the black colleges, universities should also do these tours. I think every black student, but Caucasians as well.
Yes, that's what I was going to say, because if Caucasians do not learn about this stuff, then think they're the only ones that did everything.
That's true.
And they have, it's really important.
Black history is critical for them as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We have to learn all this black history, too.
And Melanic history. Don't get it twisted.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you know what? Our Westchester crew, I know.
Keep me on
it stepped over on there. But you know something? I am just so late with this. I know it's going to... Do you have any, either you have any engagements, anything that you can think
of
coming up?
Well, I do want to say my son is getting married on July the 7th.
Jump the broom stick?
Jump in the broom at Lincoln University, which is where he and his wife attended school and where my husband and I met. That's where he met his wife. I'm telling you, going to these black colleges and universities is a great place to find a partner.
So what you're saying, you have a whole history there.
Yes,
a whole history.
So
what you're saying is if you want to get hitched, that's the place to go. If you don't want to get hit, you better stay away.
I'm not going to say that.
Hey, listen, I want to follow up there. And we, I had family out there, and I got to talk to an aunt, 90-something-year-old aunt. And we,
oh, I saw pictures, yeah.
Yeah, we interviewed with her and a few others and all. We're going to share all that. And next week, I have something special coming up next week to follow up on this, that transpired. And you'll see the pictures on that. And we'll be bringing that in there. So this is this young people. Yeah, I'm still back on that. Yes, go ahead, Doctor.
Well, I was going to say, you know, it's Father's Day is coming up, and we need to do something different for these holidays. We need to start making them educational experiences where people learn some things about their history, and doing our family trees and sharing that information, because that is also important. I think that we have to look at this economic situation that we're in very seriously and start teaching the young people where to spend their money and how to spend their money. Same thing for us older folks, because we spend our money on foolishness many times.
I was just going to say, maybe some of these young people need to teach us older people, because these young people are
here. On it.
They're on it.
I want them to teach me.
No, that's right. And you know what?
Yeah. And I think it's really important. That was the key, the thing that I got out of this conversation, of how important family is and how everything flows from family. And
Should flow from family.
Yeah.
But family isn't just biological.
That's right.
That's true.
And yet it is, because we're all related, everybody. And so we need to remember that.
We're all human.
Yes, we do. And with that, Fred's going to turn the music up, because we are coming out of time.
Yeah.
And come on back next week. Don't forget to go to the website. The website's a change. You should see it. They're stepping up. Check out the FTLresearch.com. Check out the We Party Initiative. Don't get it twisted. DGITwisted.com. You're going to see a lot of changes.
Please share with us some black businesses and Melanic businesses.
And above all, everybody, let's tell them we got to go.
Don't get it twisted.